This is The Brief from Verity for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. Israel is concerned over possible ICC arrest warrants. Israeli media expressed concerns about potential ICC arrest warrants for Israeli officials accused of inducing famine in Gaza. Reports suggest the U.S. is diplomatically intervening to prevent these warrants, arguing they could derail Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks. The pro-Israel side says claims of war crimes against Israeli leaders are unjust, emphasizing Israel's right to defense against Hamas and its efforts to get aid into Gaza, while the pro-establishment side argues that the U.S. seeks a balanced approach, fearing ICC actions could undermine progress in Middle East peace efforts. The pro-Palestine narrative criticizes perceived U.S. bias in shielding Israel from international law consequences, highlighting the severe impact of Israeli actions in Gaza. Scotland's First Minister Humza Yousaf resigns. Humza Yousaf resigned as Scotland's First Minister following his decision to end the coalition with the Green Party, which he acknowledged caused unexpected upset. Supporters say Yousaf's tenure, marked by significant milestones such as being Scotland's youngest and first Muslim and Asian First Minister, will be remembered despite the recent political turmoil. Critics, meanwhile, argue that Yousaf's political downfall was self-inflicted, having led the SNP into crisis and, ironically, facing potential ruin from within. In Spain, Pedro Sanchez to remain in office amid a corruption probe. Despite facing a corruption probe involving his wife, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced he will not resign. This comes after he took 5 days off to reflect on whether to step down. Supporters on the left claim Sanchez is a victim of politically motivated attacks by the far-right group Manos Limpias, known for its aggressive tactics against political adversaries. Critics on the right argue Sanchez is clinging to power under the guise of victimhood, neglecting proper accountability for ongoing government scandals and corruption. The U.S. believes Putin didn't directly order Navalny's death. Recent U.S. intelligence reportedly suggests that while Vladimir Putin likely didn't directly order the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, he was ultimately responsible for the circumstances leading to it. Critics argue that given Putin's history with Navalny, he must have played a role in Navalny's demise, directly or indirectly. Others highlight that while the conditions leading to Navalny's death were harsh, there is no concrete evidence of Putin's direct involvement in ordering his death. The president of Columbia University is criticized over Gaza protests. Columbia University's president, Nemat Minu Shafik, faced criticism for calling police on students protesting the Israel-Gaza conflict. Those on the left argue universities should encourage open debate and protect freedom of speech, allowing students to express diverse opinions without fear of suppression. Those on the right, meanwhile, criticize Shafik for failing to ensure Jewish student safety and not adequately addressing campus anti-Semitism. A CNN poll shows Trump maintaining his lead over Biden. A CNN poll reveals Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden for the upcoming election rematch, showing Trump with 49% support versus Biden's 43%. This change reflects an increased positive reassessment of Trump's presidency since his term ended. Republicans praise GOP leadership even if Trump wasn't liked personally, crediting it with a safer, more prosperous America, and criticize Biden's handling of current national issues. Conversely, Democrats point to the chaos under Trump's administration and suggest recent crises are beyond Biden's control, noting that the election is still 6 months away and Trump faces legal challenges ahead. EU media freedom is near a breaking point. The Civil Liberties Union for Europe's 2024 report highlights the alarming decline in media freedom across the EU, identifying issues like media ownership concentration, lack of transparency, and threats to public media funding and security for journalists. The pro-establishment view supports the Media Freedom Act to protect journalistic independence and media pluralism. Critics argue that the act targets EU skeptical states under the guise of promoting free speech, accusing the EU of tolerating ideological conformity over genuine media freedom. Germany's Reichsbürger coup suspects go on trial. Trials begin for 27 members of the Reichsbürger group, charged with plotting to overthrow the German government. The left claims this major legal event underscores internal security threats and tests democratic resilience in Germany. The right argues the prosecution exaggerates right-wing dangers, aiming to discredit conservative elements politically. Oklahoma tornadoes kill at least 4. Deadly tornadoes swept through Oklahoma on Saturday, claiming 4 lives, including a baby, and injuring 100 people. Governor Kevin Stitt declared an emergency across 12 counties. The catastrophe has reignited debates on climate change's role in increasing tornado frequency and intensity. Supporters of this view emphasize the need to recognize climate-related changes in tornado behavior, while skeptics call for more research to establish a direct link, citing the short period of tornado data collection. AstraZeneca admits the existence of a rare side effect of its COVID jab. AstraZeneca has acknowledged in court that its COVID-19 vaccine may cause thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS, as a rare side effect, amid a class-action lawsuit alleging the vaccine led to deaths and injuries. Despite this, proponents contend that the benefits of the vaccine, credited with saving millions of lives, outweighs the risks. Critics argue that AstraZeneca minimized the side effect's severity while overstating the vaccine's safety and efficacy, demanding compensation for those adversely affected. British Columbia rolls back drug decriminalization. British Columbia, after initially decriminalizing public hard drug use in January 2023 to combat the opioid crisis, is reversing this policy, citing public safety concerns by Premier David Eby. Advocates argue that decriminalization was a progressive move towards treating drug addiction as a health issue, rather than a criminal one, even if the program faced challenges. Critics, however, believe the policy endangered public safety and argue for a balanced approach that includes regulated spaces for drug consumption and safer drug supplies. And that was the brief for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, www.verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.